Page 116. Exercise B. Reading. Read the article on the effects of globalization. Do you share its concerns? Why or why not?
Globalization. Does it live up to expectations? Globalization and increased free trade in this century have brought the world's cultures and economies together. We depend more than ever on each other to thrive. Along with advances in technology and communication, we have become more interconnected as people, corporations, and brands travel across borders more easily than ever before. Nevertheless, most people agree that the social, economic, environmental, and political changes caused by globalization have brought both positive and negative results. The promise. Advocates of globalization believed it would make the world smaller and bring diverse people and cultures closer. They were right. People in cities on opposite sides of the world can easily get in touch by phone, email, instant messaging, or teleconference. Ease of communication and freer global trade have resulted in improved efficiency and competition. Companies are able to respond quickly to economic changes and market demands. As cooperation and competition have increased, new technologies are shared and developed. Many countries have experienced improvements in their standard of living. For many people, an economic benefit of increased imports and exports has been an increase in income. Consumers enjoy a wider variety of choices when they shop, and as a result of increased prosperity, it has been possible to increase investment in new infrastructure, roads, bridges, and buildings. The other side of the story. While globalization promised to benefit everyone with an increase in worldwide wealth and prosperity, critics cite evidence of a widening gap between rich and poor. In developed countries such as the U.S., corporations outsource both manufacturing and customer service jobs to developing countries in Asia and Latin America, where labor costs are lower. For example, India's economy benefits from the establishment of call centers, where English-speaking staff provide 24/7 technical support by phone and internet to customers all over the world. Their technicians can do so at about one-fifth the cost of what companies would have to pay workers in developed economies for the same service. So while Indian workers benefit, workers in other countries complain that their jobs have been taken away. Critics of globalization argue that free trade has made the world so competitive that criminal activities have flourished. For example, child labor, which is illegal in many countries, has increased to fill manufacturing demands for gold and textiles. Recent news reports have exposed the use of slavery on merchant ships, where workers are mistreated and forced to work without receiving any wages. Economic opportunities made possible by globalization have also encouraged corruption, in which government officials agree to ignore unethical business practices. Some argue that a global economy has helped drug cartels and terrorists move people and materials across borders more easily. As internationally recognized fast food chains have expanded throughout the world, critics complain that the fried foods and sugary drinks they serve have been replacing healthier local eating traditions and increasing the consumption of unhealthy junk food among young people. Some argue that globalization has led to a homogenization of culture in general, that local traditions are quickly being replaced by imported ones. Even worse, without international regulation, developing countries such as Nigeria are becoming dumping grounds for hazardous industrial waste. In other countries such as China, increased development has brought with it uncontrolled pollution, reaching sky-high levels that threaten public health and contribute to global warming. And globalization has also been a strain on the environment as more and more natural resources are tapped for manufacturing. Obviously, we can't turn back the clock on globalization. And we know that those countries that have embraced it have experienced increased economic growth. However, it is also clear that there are challenges to overcome despite globalization's many benefits.